We're going to say why right now. Lema Kitava Shmuel. Let us say the Shmuel.
Matne al Masha Kaduba Torah. If you make a condition against what it says in the Torah. So Matne al Masha Kaduba Torah. This case, you're making a condition against what it says in the Torah. And the rule is, V'chol ha-matne ha-masha katuba Torah, whoever makes a t'nai, a condition against what the Torah says, t'nai batal, his condition is cancelled. His condition doesn't help. Why? Because Rashi says, and we can see a big Rashi soon, Rashi said in the end of the year, that it's not given over into your hands to make such a condition. The Torah says, when the end at Shemitah alone slips off, so I don't have the right to say, you know what, the Shemitah is not going to make it slip off. Who am I to make such a condition? It's very nice I'm making this condition with my friend, but I can't go against the Torah. The Torah says it does slip away. I don't have the power to make such a condition.
I was trying to think, well, what's the Havamina? Why can you think you could go against the Torah?
I'm not actually going against that. Me and you, because we're going to see in the Gemara, there is a case how you could do it. There is a way to do it, if you do it the right way. Right now we're saying, if you're doing it this way, you can't make a tenai against the Torah. We're going to see in the Gemara through Shmuel holds there are certain ways you could make a tenai against the Torah.
No, we're asking a question on Shmuel.
We're saying
based on what he said earlier.
We didn't get the question. We're not there yet. So right now we're saying
the first statement is a question. Lamech Sfar. Let's say that Shmuel holds this way.
Fine, good.
Let's say that he holds this way. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Good.
So based on what his statement, we're coming with a question. We're analyzing his statement of the Shemitah Mishmateh, that it Shemitah right. Makes it slip away. So we're thinking maybe since Shmuel said that, maybe Shmuel is holding that in all cases somebody who makes it deny against
very
the Torah that it slips away.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to see that it doesn't.
Right. Very good. So he's saying that it could be a salik from here. You always say that you're not allowed to make a deny against the Torah. We're going to see through the words answer that that's not true. We're going to see there are certain cases that Shmuel, according to Shmuel, you could make a deny again, even against the Torah when it's not actually directly against the Torah. You could like circumvent the Torah some ways when you make your deny. You just can't go directly against. We're going to see. Fine. So again, so Leima, let us say Ksavah Shmuel holds Matnel Mashal Katuba Torah. This case is the case that you're making a deny against the Torah. The Chol Hamatne Al Mashal Katuba Torah. And whoever makes a deny a condition against what is said in the Torah, Tanah Batel, your deny is canceled.
Let's say Shmuel holds like that.
Yeah, let's say Shmuel. But what's the problem?
Right.
Itmar, but it says we have a different Shmuel that contradicts that. What does it say? Someone who tells their friend that, again, I'm lending you money. I'm selling you this object. I'm not on condition that you don't have on me the halachas of anah. Meaning you can't claim that I cheated you. Because we know, we spoke about yesterday, the halacha is, if I want to sell you something, I overcharge you with six. The halacha is, according to the Torah, if I overcharge you with six and you didn't know about it, the whole sale is cancelled. I give you your money back, you give me my product back, and everything is cancelled. That's the halacha. So let's say I tell a guy, I'm selling you this product on condition that there isn't on me the laws of ona'ah. So then what's the halacha? Rav Omer, Rav says, yesh lo alav ona'ah. There still is ona'ah, because you're making a condition against what it said in the Torah.
Because Rav is agreeing with Shmuel's original statement.
Right, according to this, it would come out that
what we're hoping that Shmuel is holding.
Right, good. So Rav says over here, there is enough. I tell a guy, I'm selling you this thing, and I'm ripping you up more than a sixth. Rav says there's no such thing. If I overcharge them, we go with the halachas of ana'ah. And the Gemara says, yesh lo alav ana'ah means we have the halachas of ana'ah. Which means, if I overcharge, right, we force the whole, we cancel the whole sale.
You enforce the laws of ana'ah.
Right, we enforce the laws of ana'ah, and I can't go against that. So if I overcharge them with sticks, the whole sale is canceled.
Isn't he saying that, by that statement is, I'm ripping you off. If you agree to this, you know you're being ripped off.
Right. Rav says, still you're not allowed to do that. Because the Torah says you can't rip a guy off more than a sixth. And even if the guy agrees, according to this, we're saying even if the guy actually agrees, it still doesn't help according to Rav.
So the whole country is sinning?
No, first of all, we don't pass just... Okay, so it looks like... you have to know these are how it works.
The whole country is
not, right. If everybody's that price, it's not enough. If it's
based on the country.
Good. So if the guy hiked up the market, whatever. So if I'm doing the market, I'm fine. I can't do a six more than the market. Whatever the market is.
You can't do it.
You cannot. Right, you cannot. Let's try to cut the flow with the Gemara. So again, so I told the guy I'm selling you this thing on condition that I am cheating you. Rav says, Yesh lo olav anah, you still have all the rules, we enforce the rules of anah, which means the sale is cancelled. That's a rabble. Shmuel says, ein lo olav anah, there is no anah. So what's the problem?
Shmuel has changed his Torah on how he's holding previously.
Right, because previously.
You said cancel something that's derisive, now he's saying you can go get something derisive.
That's how it looks.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he's, okay, good. That's how it looks, fine.
That's how it looks. That's why I would say, let
he's
us
going to explain himself, Shmuel, in a
yeah,
second.
Good.
And,
Samar says.
But not the condition.
Samar says, don't worry about it. Rav Anan already took care of it. Rav Anan already knew your issue. He already told us, he already worked it out for us. Samar says, ha, it's my Allah. We already learned on this. Don't worry, we already have on this Gemara already, we already have Rav Anan to come to explain to us the difference. He told us like this. Ledidi to me, it was explained to me in front of Shmuel. Basically, I went to Shmuel, and like your whole issue you're having now, the two Shmuels, I already had this issue with Shmuel, and I worked it out with him already. That's what Rav Anan saying. So when I say, Ha'itmar Allah, we already learned that. I'm Rav Anan. Lididi, according to me, it was explained to me from in front of Shmuel. I mean, I already had this whole thing. I had this thing out with Shmuel already. And Shmuel explained to me the difference.
Minesh.
From him.
From him, right.
Right, because it was like before, I mean.
They changed it.
Yeah, fine. They changed it. So, by the way, Rav Anan is saying, I already had this issue, and Shmuel explained to me the answer to your question. And what's the difference? Amanat she'en lecha alai ona'a. If it's on condition that there is not on me ona'a, en lo alav ona'a, then there's no ona'a. Because I'm saying, I want to make a condition, I don't want to have to keep the halakhas of ona'a. But Amenat She'en Bo'ona, I'm starting to do this thing on condition that there is no Ona, and here I'm not cheating you. Harayesh Bo'ona, there is Ona right here. What happened? Everybody's looking funny.
Look, watch. Amenat She'en Lecha Alay Ona. It's not
lo.
To you.
You're right.
Ona.
Meaning what? What's that?
Eno Allah Ona.
But what does it mean? What
it means? Not to you. He made it specific. Lecha, to you.
Good. So to you, there's not a meaning. I'm not going against it. I'm not saying that I don't care about the halacha of Ona.
Right.
You don't have the rules.
The owner,
right.
Said, to you, specific, just you, there's no Ona in this case.
I don't care, meaning, right, I don't care, we're not dealing with the rules of Ona. Good. To you, I'm not dealing with the halacha of Ona. Then there's no Ona. But if you tell the guy, on condition that I'm not cheating you.
No, on condition there's no Ona. So
no, that means Amanasha Imbona, there is no cheating in here. That's a Rashi learned. That's a Rashi learned. No, Taisa says different. That's a Taisa learns different. Rashi learns. And the Rishai
says it's fraud.
That's the case. If I'm telling you,
he's not saying that there's no conditions of owner, period. He's
yeah,
saying
he's, I am not
you.
Cheating. According to Rashi, because Taisa doesn't like
that
shot.
Interesting, because that doesn't make it.
No, because the words they weren't fitting. He says, "Hare Yishma, behold, there is no owner already.
Yeah,
you're cheating me, so don't tell me you're not cheating. You can't tell the guy I'm selling you this thing and making that the guy's making you believe I'm not cheating you. I'm saying, by the way, I'm selling you this thing, and we keep all the rules of cheating, like making you believe I'm not cheating you. That if we're cheating, you're cheating you, then it's over." Fine, you're right. So you're saying it's interesting why the Gemara has to say such a case. This is also, he has their chat. Yeah, hopefully we'll get to it. Fine. So that is all very nice from the Gemara of over there. But
no. No, because that makes it sound like it has to do with the cheating as opposed to the lashon. Because the teretz that comes later is all about the lashon.
Fine. So the Taisa, I understand what he says. So Taisa in what's it called says that the only thing we're trying to prove from here, you're right. So the Taisa that we're in from Metzia, Daf Nun Aleph, says, but the whole comparison our Gemara is bringing from Ona to Shemitah, they're trying to show you a lashon difference. That you could use two terminologies and it can mean two different things. And if you tell
if you go specific, then you can circumvent. If you go general and claim that there's no Ona or there's no Shemitah, then of course there's Ona and Shemitah.
Fine, but we're going to see in a second, because in the next case it'll be a little different. Let's see the flow. So again, what's the word saying again? Let's see again. Itmar Allah, we learned on this. Amar Rav Anan, Lididi Mepash Lamedei Shmuel. Shmuel explained this to me like this. There's a difference in your terminology you use, what the halacha would be. Amanat She'en Lecha Alay Ona'a, condition that you don't have Ami Ona'a, which means, I'm telling you, you don't have the halachas and can't claim against me with the rules of Ona'a that I'm cheating you. Ein Lo Alav Ona'a, then you don't have on him the halachas of Ona'a, the seller doesn't have to deal with the halachas of Ona'a of cheating. Where if you say Amanat She'en Bo Ona'a, that there isn't in it in this sale, I'm not cheating you. So haray b'hol yish ba'ona. There is ona. So we're going to see a difference between the terminologies.
It's almost like saying if you know you're being cheated, you're not being cheated.
So there's still a problem.
Yeah, you can do that, right?
Say that in the first case, the guy is agreeing to waive his rights. It is on eye, but I'm agreeing to waive it. In the second one, I'm trying to say that the Torah doesn't exist.
That's the type of shot. That's the type of shot. Rashi doesn't like that. For some reason, Rashi doesn't like that. So there is a shot like that, but Rashi doesn't like that.
But if the person knows that he's being cheated, but there are extenuating circumstances, like he needs a product right this minute, and he's not willing to go someplace else. Yeah. He's willing to pay that extra 6%.
That's my plug. It's Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds it.
You make
still
a proper tonight,
and you can do that. According to Shmuel, you can do that. Fine. So let's see the flow. So what we want to say, there's a difference between saying Amanatcha in lecha alai or Amanatcha in bo. That's the difference. If one case you say you don't have on me, I know. The other case you said there is no on. Fine. Hachanami, we want to say Hachanami here also. We want to say the same thing by Shemitah. The same Ish Shmuel would hold, you also could be have a difference of cases in Shemitah. Amanat Shelo Tishmeteni Bishvias. Amanat, I tell you, I'm lending this loan. Amanat, that you shouldn't slip away from me this loan in Shvias. Then, so I'm telling you, the way Rashi said Amanat, Rashi said Amanat, that you shouldn't slip away from me in Shvias, in Shemitah, in Alach Shemitah. I'm not saying Shemitah shouldn't slip away. I'm not saying the laws of Shemitah shouldn't apply. Say you shouldn't slip away from me in Shemitah.
Condition
with you. You should make sure that not to slip away in Shemitah, you'll still owe me the money. Then, in Shemitah Misham Tosh, Shemitah will not make a slip away.
And that supports Shmuel's original thing, and that supports Rav, Shmuel originally and Rav. Both of those scores. The condition is to override the Deraisa.
Perfect. Because over here, I'm not going against the Deraisa. What am I doing here? I'm telling you, me and you are making our own deal. I'm not saying the Torah doesn't exist. I care about the Torah. But I'm saying here that me and you are saying, I'm telling you, you are going to agree to still pay me even though Shemitah comes. You're being a nice guy. Shemitah makes a slip off. You're a nice guy. You're not making a slip away. You still owe me the money. So then, it doesn't slip away. So which means, in such a scenario, Rashi said you could actually make a Tanai against the Torah, that means. The Torah says Shemitah should slip away, right? I'm telling you, me and you are making a deal against what the Torah said. If it's our deal, we're making our own deal, that's okay. We could do that. So when is it a problem of making a Tanai, a condition of what it says in the Torah? So if I'm going saying, I'm making a Tanai that we don't care what the Torah says. We're not keeping what the Torah says. So Amanat Shalotish Metei Shvius, if I'm saying, I'm explaining this to you, Amanat, the rules of Shemitah shouldn't make it slip it away. There Shemitah makes it slip it away. So what's the difference? The first case saying, I'm saying, I hold the Shemitah and I keep the whole Torah. But me and you are making a deal that it's not going to slip away in Shemitah. So Shmuel holds, that's not, so even though you're going against the Torah, because your our Tanai is going against what Hashem said at the Torah, but we're not going against the Torah head on. So our condition is actually...
One is acknowledging Shemitah, and one is saying the Shemitah doesn't apply to us. One is saying the Shemitah...
Good.
We acknowledge
it. You take the law into your own hands, but you need to take it in your own hands.
Right.
Yeah, but that's only
it's for like
the Shmuel.
It's like a transfer from the let's say the Lashon HaTorah to, you can almost change the Lashon yourself to make it not applicable for your situation.
Right. Oh, so I made with me us like so to be like
so
we got that
the klal of
Mishnah. Okay. Very good. But
just saying this, or you put it in the paper.
You can put it in the paper if you want. But either way, it's both good. Whichever way, if they're making
just
a paper,
like
put
saw,
it in the paper.
Just like we saw that those two situations, principle and the other thing takes you out of the klal of Lo Yugos. So through a certain type of tonight can take you out
but over here,
out
it's
of a cloud.
So you're right, but over here it's not just a condition. It's because Rav holds you knowledge. Because my colleague is there, Rav and Shmuel. That's what comes down. Okay. Am I allowed to say, me and you, I'm lending you $1,000, but me and you are making a deal that you're going to still owe me the money after Shemitah. Rav holds, that's not allowed. Because you're still, Hashem said, you don't collect. Don't collect, finish. You can't make deals, right? You can't make deals like that. Shmuel says, no, that case is still okay. There you didn't cross the line yet. If you're saying I'm making a tanai of nas, that you're still going to owe me the money, that's okay. Shmuel said, as long as you don't cross the line, don't say Shemitah doesn't take our loan off.
Right.
If I say the Shemitah doesn't work, that's the Torah says it does work. Right, so you can't say the Torah doesn't say what it says. The Torah says Shemitah cancels it. So that's what we can't say. That's what comes out.
What do we hold?
So we hold. So the halacha here sounds like it holds like wrath, but
because otherwise you wouldn't trust. You just write into you.
Oh, so that's a big shout. So the big shout, real room is saying, why, according to Shmuel, why in the world would you ever need a principal?
According to
Shmuel's record, if Reuben's bringing the Rishayim's cash,
you wouldn't need a principal, you would just need a
me and you should, what Shmuel said, you know what happened? Hillel comes along and says, I see people don't want to lend the other person money. Right? It's a big issue now, right? So he said, you know what I'm going to do? I see people don't lend money. We're in, you know, have to go against the Torah sometimes. You don't water that Torah, you have to say. Right? That's part of the state.
It's not still in the principle because it's the Nas, then you would need witnesses to.
No, I'm putting in my contract. My contract is I'm lending you the money on condition that when Shemitah comes, you still owe me the money.
So
Rishadim asked, according to Shmuel, what was Hillel doing? It sounds like for the fact Shmuel came along that Shmuel's wrong. Meaning Hillel, who was much older, Hillel Zaken, sounds like he.
No, this is Hillel the Amor.
He
Hillel the Amor.
I think it was Hillel Zaken made the principle, no?
Yes.
The original Hillel.
No, it
does say Hillel Azaki? Was Hillel Amar? I thought it was Hillel Azaki. I don't know.
Five Bruce Ball in Team King Hillel.
Yeah, Hillel. This is Hillel. I don't know. But the bottom line is, it was saying, if Hillel held like that, then why in the world would you don't need a principle? I mean, if Shmuel's right, where did the whole thing of principle come? What's that kid? You see there? And I hear that, that's the Ritva's kasha. If somebody in the Ritva holds the kasha, he's saying.
But you also, the kasha is additional because you could say then the Mishnah, the previous Rebbe said Mashkon Prosbul or this condition up front. It would be a third option for getting for explaining the.
That also should have been a third thing. Fine. Right, fine. You're asking that Mishnah. I mean, there you go. Prosbul is the option. Say another option. You don't need Prosbul. We're asking even better. You cancel that one of those.
Right, just make
it's much easier. Always make a condition. That's the Ritva's kasha. So he has like, they bring that over here like five answers. The Ritva himself brings like five answers. Why you couldn't do that? Meaning we're asking if you could always just make it tonight, then make it tonight. I'm lending you this money on condition you're going to pay me back. Even if Shemitah comes, you still owe me the money. So what do you need a principle for? So one of the answers are that sometimes when a guy's lending the money, I don't want to make like this guy's a poor guy. I don't want to make like I'm like planning him not being able to pay me back already. I mean, let's say I lend the guy money for 5 years, right? 5 years he doesn't pay me back. Shemitah's going to come. It's going to cancel it, right? So when I lent him the money originally, I'm telling him it's on condition Shemitah doesn't make it fall off, I'm already showing that I don't trust that he's going to pay me back. That's one shot. Meaning, you don't want to start off here loaning a guy and like with, you know, showing him, by the way, you're probably not going to be able to pay me before Shemitah. That's one thing. It says also one of the big things were, if you do this, the halachas of Shemitah are going to be forgotten. If every person would always lend money on the nas, that on the condition Shemitah doesn't make it fall off, then we're afraid no one's going to know the halacha, the Shemitah makes it fall off. But anyway, he brings a bunch of teretzim over here. That's a good question. Why Hillel, according to Shmuel, why Hillel would need the mitzvah? He said those are one big reason is Hillel knew not everybody's going to remember to always make this tonight. That's what simple teretz. You're saying if you just make this tonight, and then you don't need a principle. Hillel knows not everybody has their head screwed on straight. Now everyone's thinking about Shemitah.
Maybe not everyone's going to make the tonight correctly.
Oh, correctly?
According to like our Mishnah here. According to our whole limit over
there,
this is how you make the principle. This is how you make it tonight.
Right.
You need the principle because not everyone is going to make it tonight, correct?
No, not going to make it at all. That's the most simple
technique. People who think that they're going to not need it because it's going to be collected before Shemitah, and then
right. And that's the point of his other technique saying. So you don't want to start making it before you start off. The guy's not going to pay me back and start doing. But anyway, that's a good question. It's fine. So according to this, according to Rashi Sat, the comparison in Oinah was not exactly the same difference as Shemitah. Meaning, in Ono, we made a differentiation between two different terminologies, right? One terminology was that you told a guy, I don't have with you Ono, means we're not dealing with the halachas of Ono. You're forgiving me, right? But the other terminology was, I'm not cheating you, right? Now that I'm going against the Torah, we don't care about the Torah's halachas, I'm not cheating. Good? In Shemitah, it was two different terminologies. The first one was the same sound. Like the first one we said, that what was the first thing? The first one we said was, you, me and you don't have to deal with the halachas of Shemitah.
Right.
That was the same as the first thing in Aina. Me and you are not dealing with the halachas of Aina. Correct? But the second case of Shemitah was a whole different case. The second case of Shemitah was, me and you don't care about the halachas of Shemitah. Right? But I know, what was the second case in Aina? What did I tell the guy? I am not cheating.
I'm not cheating, right.
In Shemitah, there's no such thing. I'm telling you I'm not cheating.
I'm not cheating you.
And you're not talking about cheating you. Over there, you're going against the Torah. It was like a funny, the cases don't match up.
Yeah.
It's not a match. Because, so, according to the most simple pshat, they bring that over here, says that we're not trying to make exact, we're not trying to match you up. We're just trying to show you, in a terminology, there could be a difference in a terminology. We just proved from Aina that there could be a difference in your language, we could either make it or break it. If you tell the guy, we don't have to deal with the halachas of Aina, that's fine. He said, I didn't do Aina, that's a problem. See, here also, a very small difference in the terminology could make it or break it if it's allowed or not. Right? It can make if it's going against the Torah or not. That's the most simple pshat. That's one pshat. Let's try to see Rashi, and hopefully we'll see Tyson's pshat also. This is another pshat. Fine, so let's see this small Rashi here. Ema Shmit. What? Sorry, Ema next Rashi. Ledim of actually, Ema Lavanelku. So, Rashi goes through the whole thing over here, the whole sugi. One shot. What does Rashi say? Shahamatneh Amasha Katuga Torah, someone who makes a Tanai, condition it, what it said in the Torah. Tanai Kayim, originally Shmuel said, your condition could exist if you make a condition with a guy that I don't have. I'm selling you this object on condition we don't have to keep the rules of Aina. Shmuel said it's good, which Rashi says that means right away. In certain scenarios, he holds you can make a Tanai against what it said in the Torah. Right? You know, Agamar originally started off saying you make a Tanai against the Torah, it doesn't work. Right? Rashi explains to us right away, Shmuel holds that there are certain cases where it could work. There are certain cases where you make a Tanai against the Torah and it does work. So then Rashi is going to go through the cases. The Imam Allah, if the person says Amanach in Bo or Na'a, I'm selling you this thing on condition there is not in it a Na'a, that which is really our second case that we brought down. Shim He's not making a condition to the guy, you should forgive me. Right? What's he telling him? Ella rather, who it's name, he's making a condition. He's not cheating him, but mecharze in this sale. Right? Which is the second case we said in Shmuel, right? You tell a guy, I'm not cheating you. That doesn't work. You did cheat him. Vare behold. Anuraim we see. She yesh bo'na'ah. There is a na'ah right here. So we see here there is a na'ah.
The problem with the Rashi is not that you can't do it. It's just you just said something wrong.
Nachon.
It's just a lie.
Nachon.
That's why it fell away.
Nachon. It's not, nachon, exactly. It's not because that's what they're saying. It's not so much it's not in the sugi of Mat Masha Kosovo Torah. You went against the Torah, you did it. It's a different world. Stop, you lied to the guy. Good, right. So Hakanabi also. In our law, if you tell a person, Hilvani, I'm going to lend me money. I think they switched to Lashon. Fine, I'm going to lend you money. I'm a Nash, Lo Tishmetani, Atabish. Rashi is the word you. When I'm saying I'm lending you money, I'm a Nash, that Shemitah shouldn't fall off. You said it shouldn't fall off in Shemitah, meaning what does that mean? Rashi explains that means, I'm a Nash, Lo Tishmetani, who Atabish, you shouldn't make it slip away in Shemitah. I mean, Shemitah makes it slip away. But you make me a deal, you're not going to slip it away. Then Tanai who's at, this is a good condition. And even though Shmuel says, you made it Tanai against the Torah, that's okay. It could be fulfilled. It could still work your Tanai. Aval, however, even on my law, if the person says...
So then the Pshat is different now. Pshad is, Shmuel is very clear, you can make, there's no restrictions on making Tanayim against the Torah.
Of course, there's an excuse.
As long as you word it correctly. The only reason it fell in the first place is because it was a lie.
What does that mean? No, we're going to say it right now. We're going to say it right now the difference. Aval, however, im amar lo, if you told him, I'm a national teshmeteni shviyas, that shviyas shouldn't make it slip away, vir doesn't work. Vir has shviyas in it was to be other. Shmita is not in your head, let's not to make it tonight. The Shemitah shouldn't slip it away. Therefore, ain katnai, there's no Tanai. There's no Tanai because you can't make a Tanai against what's said in the Torah. There's a difference. In Shmuel, he's saying this one case you could make a Tanai, one case you can't make a Tanai.
Right, but what's the difference? So the difference here is according to what's in your hand. And you can go against the Torah, but you just have to be careful. No, you can't.
You can't go directly against it. You can't.
You should go against the purpose of the Torah.
Oh, you can't go against the Torah.
You're making a condition.
Beautiful. You could go against the purpose or what the Torah said. You could go against what the Torah says to do. You could go against it if you make your own condition.
Right.
But you can't say.
Word it carefully because otherwise, if you say something that's incorrect, it's not.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect.
Incorrect that you can get Shmita.
What? That means that Gemara is called. That means the Gemara calls that when the Gemara says when you made it tonight against the Torah, it doesn't work. It means that tonight that's incorrect. Rashi is just explaining why it doesn't work. Meaning, Rashi is explaining according to Shmuel like this. like this. According to Rav, the reason why you can't make a Tanai against the Torah is not because you don't have more power than the Torah. Simple. You, Hashem tries to make a certain bunch of rules. You don't have the power to go against those rules, right? If the Torah says Shemitah makes it fall off, you and your buddies can't make up, oh, let's circumvent that and make a Tanai that we don't hold on to, right? Shmuel said, you know, something that you could do. That's not the problem. It's not the problem so much a Hashkafa thing, you're going against the Torah, it's not right. Shmuel said, if you work it out, you're not directly going against the Torah, you can't make a Tanai against the Torah. So when do we say the rule that in Shas, and you make a Tanai against the Torah, it doesn't work? That just means when you're trying to go head-on collision. You think the Torah says, hey, I say not like that. That you can't do. The Torah says Shemitah makes it slip away, I say it doesn't slip away. That's the problem. And what's the problem with that? It's not a Hashkafa issue, it's just that you don't have the power to do that. Shmuel
said. Wrong.
Nachon.
It's wrong. It's a contract.
You can't do that. Fine.
A sentence that's wrong.
Nachon. No, because what you're saying is wrong. Could be you're trying to say, I want to do it the Torah. I know the Torah says it should slip away. I'm saying that it doesn't slip away.
Right, it's a falsehood.
Fine, so that good. That's only in Shmuel. But in Shmuel, he's saying the reason why you can't make a Tanai against the Torah is because you don't have the power to go against it.
Right.
It's a falsehood. In Rav, it's very different. In Rav, it's not so much a falsehood. Let's say me and you are making a Tanai. Shemitah shouldn't fall off. Meaning, maybe we should be able to do that. So, you know, we don't let you do such a thing.
Rob's blanket.
Yeah. Because that's not because you're doing a false and the Torah says you're not stronger than. We don't let you do such
now,
a thing.
If you analyze the first case, that he doesn't, he's not allowed to what is it? That, he's not allowed to sell the six to Ona. Right? He's not allowed to do the six to Ona.
But if I tell you, according to Shmuel, I'm telling you that me and you are agreeing to this deal, I'm telling you I'm cheating.
That's fine. But now if he does cheat him, it's off. That's according to Rashi, what Rashi says.
There's three situations.
What does Rashi says in Ona? That it's very weird.
Rashi is in the second case. Rashi is the case where I told you I'm not cheating you.
I told you I'm not cheating
and
you.
And I did cheat you.
And I did cheat you.
There, it's off.
It's not to do with the wording of what I wrote, and if I wrote it right, then I'm cheating you or not. What I wrote, if you don't know, you don't know, it's irrelevant. What did I write? Did I write words that could stand in court? I take to the court and I say, this is what I wrote and this is what we signed at the bottom. And they look and they read it and say, yeah, that stands, or no, it doesn't, it falls on the phone. According to what it's worth.
So you're saying it's more, again, it's like falsehood. You're saying it's like Shmuel and the falsehood.
No,
you brought a falsehood over there, and therefore it falls off. He said, I'm not doing Ona.
It's not, it's technical, pure technical. Am I writing my document in a way that tries to cancel Torah, in which case
that's
document
that's not the case in Shemitah. Rashi is talking in the case of Shemitah.
No, in the case of Shemitah.
There's a difference. The Rashi. I know the Rashi. That's a difference.
Look at Onan. Onan, he's talking about it just falls off because it's a falsehood over there.
Nahon.
Not because of a Rashi.
Rashi, read the beginning of the Rashi.
Rashi's interpreting it only because you're making a falsehood.
Nahon.
In Onan, you're making a falsehood.
Nahon.
You're saying a six, and it's more than a six, and it falls off.
Because you're lying, because you're passive. It's not that you're falsehood against the person.
That's what Tyson says. Rashi doesn't say that. That's what Tyson said. There is a pshat like you. Rashi is straight out. Rashi, you cheated again.
I know which one.
That's what I'm trying to understand. That's my question.
That's what Rashi is doing.
It seems likely that we're holding. Rashi's holding that the reason that these cases don't hold.
Rashi says
your condition is based in a falsehood.
We see there is not going to go against the Torah.
Because it's incorrect.
And the
heart of the
condition is no. It's got to do with you. It's got to do with the third party. Whether his condition is incorrect. He wrote there is no honor in this set. And there is
on
that, so that's just.
But not even the Torah.
That's not the Torah itself. He made the condition.
You're mixing two pshat. You keep going back and forth. Don't realize, but you'll see Rashi and Taisus. You keep going back and forth. Don't realize. You're such a big talmud. You keep going back and forth to Rashi and Taisus. You'll see. It's fine. You'll see Rashi is a difference. It's a difference. I mean, you're not realizing it's a difference between the two pshat.
Why,
and,
Tosfos is lushin and Rashi is falsehood. You can't make a false claim, condition. The second you make a false condition, whether or not Shemitah doesn't make it fall off, and it does make it fall off, or whether Onah, you're making this claim of Onah, and you do Onah, as soon as you make a false claim, then the claim is no good anymore.
Right.
Tosfos is saying in lushin. That you cannot go against the lashon of the Torah. You have to make you can't say the lashon of the Torah, the general lashon of the Torah, doesn't exist.
Good, fine, Hashem. Let's try to see the next Gemara. It's not such a hard Gemara. We'll try to get a few words because here someone wants to make a seed. But Yafi wants to make a seed. So
on what?
I'm not sure. Maybe on Daf Gimel. I'm not sure. And the Rosh probably speaking. I don't know. I'm assuming.
Doing something else.
Tomorrow we're going to make. Tomorrow we're going
to
take
them to make up. Okay, I'm happy to go
tomorrow. We're stopping on the way. He makes a scene on something else, and then
I'm not in charge.
I thought Reb Berger was going to speak today, which would mean that we wouldn't start until about 12:15. Because
fine.
So I forgot that Harav's speaking. Therefore, we have to be at 12, not 12:15. So therefore,
it's good.
Tomorrow we're going to go. We're all going to learn the Chavrusa in this. We're going to learn in the shiur tomorrow to 12:10. Maybe the 10 minutes we're going to get today for him to do the.
Thank you, coordinator.
I'm very sorry.
Don't be sorry.
Please forgive me.
Did you ask him if he has the extra 10 minutes?
I didn't ask him. I'm stealing from him.
Where is
he? Mom is from Hila.
That's fine. Anyway, let's try again. Anyway, he's not here now. Anyway, because Lord told he comes back. He's not here. That's fine.
I didn't realize
it's
the whole thing.
But he's not here. We can continue. It's an easy Gemara. We can continue now.
If the Rosh is speaking at 12, then we need to leave in 10 minutes.
Everybody leave when they have to leave. Okay. Anyways. We're going to see next Gemara. Tanya, we learned that Hamava is Chaver Stam. Someone who lends his friend, I lent you money. I didn't tell you for how long. Halacha is, Enu Ashay Latova, I cannot demand the money from you. Pachot Mishlosh Milamidion. I lend you money, $100. I can't demand the money from you less than 30 days. That's the halacha. Why? Sava Rabbi Rachana, Kamedu Rab. Rabbi Rachana was trying to give the logic. He was sitting in front of Rab Lamemra. He tried to say, Hani Mili, these words, this halacha that I can't ask you the money before 30 days is b'malav b'shtar. When I lent you the money, the malav is the lender. When I lent you the money, b'shtar on a shtar, on a contract. Why? And what's the reason why I can't collect it less than 30 days? Because we have a logic. The lo avat inish, a person would not do something, the tarach, to bother, the takav shtar and write a contract, batir mitlatiyo means for less than 30 days. Right? If I'm already making a whole contract to send that, it means it was some type of real legitimate loan, it was a 30-day loan. If it's for a week, I thought, don't start taking out a contract and this and that, make papers, lend me next week, you'll pay back tomorrow. If I already said that I made a contract, that means the assumption is that you're borrowing for 30 days, which means the borrower could say, why in the world do you make me get out my pen and my paper, especially in those days, it was much more complicated because I had to get a sofer to write the contract. These days it's not so common because you say, I take a paper. In those days, you have to get a sofer to write the whole contract and the whole thing and get a guy a fancy contract. So the borrower is going to tell me, dude, I assume if you maybe get this whole guy to write it up and this whole thing, then you're giving it to me for at least 30 days. So he's saying, you missed the lender. You can't come after a week and ask for your money back. That's what we want to say. So again, we said, someone lends another person money. We assume that the loan was for at least 30 days. Now, why do we assume that? Because the borrower could say, why in the world did you make me make a shtar, a whole contract, and hire a guy to rent and everything, and bother? Must be that it was for at least 30 days, right? Which means, according to this, batir is less. Because there's no one, people don't bother to write a shtar, batir, for less than the Tlatin Yomi for 30 days. Aval, but Milva Alpe, so he lent him by mail, just by mail, he just lent him. Look, then the halacha is not that way. Halacha is that the lender could come to him in less than 30 days and say, give me my money. So again, we set a rule. Someone loans another guy money, the lender cannot demand the money from him from
until on paper.
But what's that? First we set the rule. First we set a blanket statement. Sound like it was a general rule. I lend you money, I can't demand you to pay me back less than 30 days.
Right.
You have at least 30, it's at least a 30-day loan.
It's a minimum.
Good. Comes the Gemara says, why? Maybe this is only by a milva al shtar. Now, why? What's the logic behind that? Because the borrower could say, why did you make me bother to make a whole shtar? That means it must have been it was at least for 30 days. But if it's a loan by mail, you want to say maybe it could be for less than 30 days. That's the most we got to jump start for tomorrow. Tomorrow,
tomorrow we go until 12:10 with the shoes.